SBS Radio.
Been in the pipeline for a little bit. It's something which I wasn't planning for. This time last year was probably the, I wasn't even on the radar, but things have kind of fallen into place. It's something which I've always wanted to, at least maybe have a go at and put my hand up. And it came a little bit sooner than expected, but nevertheless, very, very excited and in some ways humbled to be in this very important position.
You're coming into this role at a time, at a crucial time, actually, because development within out-of-home care, there are situations with juveniles in detention, a lot of work ahead.
There is a lot of work ahead. I mean, this is a very, very important part of any community, but particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, because we know that majority of our population base is in this area of young people. It's very important we get this right. The statistics show that this is not a good area we're experiencing at the moment. So there's a lot of work that has to be done, but there's been also a lot of work that has already been done, and that's from the former commissioner, as well as all the Aboriginal organisations and communities and the department and others that have really, put their minds and their hard work into place to try to get things on the right track. And so partly I want to leverage off the good work that's already been done, and as well as look at some new opportunities and areas that can hopefully fast track to see these statistics reverse and decline and provide the more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people enjoying good experiences in Australia and a good start to life.
And you come into this role actually at a time, we've just spoken a few minutes ago about the negative side, the alarming numbers in children in out of home care and the juvenile justice system that's hit some kind of crisis, not only in Victoria but in other states around Australia. But there are also some very positive figures released recently by the ABS showing that a lot of Indigenous young people actually either at school, the majority now, either at school or at work.
I think that's very important. I think especially for this role, the commissioner's role, which is for children and young people, I mean, we do have these very important areas that we've got to address, and that's what you've mentioned, out-of-home care and juvenile justice. But on the other side, we know a lot of our children are really, really being leaders here and being the first in their families to finish, complete year 12 or go to university, go off to work, and really making their families and communities proud. So we've got to combine, this has got to be done in a balanced approach and continue to keep encouraging and rewarding the young people that are doing well and hoping that their pathway will be able to be walked without the barriers that were put up for previous generations. In that, we'd like to see more, and we know that there can be more, and every child and young person has a lot to offer, not only their community but the broader community as well. That's what we're hoping to do, is getting our young people in a very, very strong position, and we know that there are some that are doing that. We want to see more, and with that, making sure that they have a safe and a very, they'll be able to express their culture in a safe place where people appreciate it and acknowledge it and value it.
We know that you've been campaigning and advocating for Indigenous rights for over 25 years now. What will be your priority as you take up your position? What do you think will be the first thing you'll be looking to achieve?
The very first thing I want to be doing is to get to understand the work that has been done already and the people that are already in there and on the ground and really, are at the coalface. I need to understand what's happening in right now. What are some of the frustrations? What are the strengths that are and the good things that are happening? What are the areas which that haven't been addressed? To have a look at all of those things. Once I get my head around that, that'll take me a little bit of time. I want to speak to communities. I want to speak to families. I want to speak to the young people in this. That's who's the centre of all this. With that, the very first thing is really getting a really good understanding of where we're at. And there's been some really good reports that are being written, and I know there's a number of things which people can advise on. But I do also know there's a lot of other ideas out there. There's a lot of aspirations from communities to be able to break this cycle. If we can harness this and if I can help in any way I can, and I think that's the role of the Commissioner's role, to be able to pick up these good ideas and these aspirations and turn them into reality. If that means there needs to be changes internally in the department or the government, let's do that. However, at the same time, change people's attitudes and see our young people as a value to society, not as this deficit, which sometimes gets tagged with a lot of our young people.
Change the deficit narrative definitely is a very, very positive thing to start with. Just paraphrasing the minister's words about your appointment, says introducing a new champion for young Aboriginal young people, a true champion.
The kind words, the truth in that statement will be judged in 5 years' time to say if that is true. But I'll be doing my best, and I'm going to put everything I can into it. I'm relocating from Canberra. My wife's coming down to join me. So this is a plenty of skin in the game, and as they say, that I'm leaving where I've lived for 8 years to move down to Melbourne and to take this role on, and we're making a number of adjustments just within my family circle to make sure that I'm the best prepared to be able to take this on and provide the energy and the vision to do this work. I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to be leaning on a lot of people along the way to support me in this role, because it's not one person who's going to make the change. It's going to be a number of people in a whole different sectors of our community to make sure we get this right.
When do you take up your new role?
So it's 28th of May I start. And just a nice little side part to this is that I was the CEO of Reconciliation Australia and left last year. So this will be my first year that I haven't been with Reconciliation Australia in Reconciliation Week, but this is the week that I start my new role. So I think there's some nice synergies there. So I'm looking forward to that and meeting a lot of and reconnecting with a lot of people in Melbourne and Victoria.
sbs.com.au